Service. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on QPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with Casey Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company, September 20th and 21st. More at jccc.edu/mtc. A little something from composer Leroy Anderson to start with. The composer who could reach into his bag of tricks any time and pull out a memorable and charming tune at will. And that was one of them called The Girl in Satin, played by the Boston Pops Orchestra, led by Frederick Fennell on Kansas Public Radio. And it's good to be with you once again. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on its way on a Friday afternoon through the afternoon hours. And in this noon hour, we have, for the most part, Swedish music to enjoy. The Stockholm Sinfonietta is along later, with a serenade for strings by composer Dag Wirén, plus music of Mozart from his very first opera. All the while, it's our fall fanfare. Time's running out for you to show your support for classical music in the afternoon with a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. As the afternoon goes on, we'll ask for your support for classical music on KPR. And I want to take a moment to say thank you to someone who made that pledge earlier. Thank you to sustaining member Richard Strunk, Richard Byron Strunk, who is a Kansas City composer and director of the Stonehaven Center for Music in KCK. He joined us as a listener member earlier. Thank you very much, Richard. We hope you can be the next one that we thank at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. Onward with the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra and conductor Asa-Pekka Salonen, and what we'll hear is from Swedish composer Hugo Alfvén, who was the author of three so-called Swedish Rhapsodies, although when they refer to Alfvén's Swedish Rhapsody, it's usually this one, composed in 1903, a suite that evokes the moods of an old time Swedish Midsummer Wake, the dancing and games around the maypole, and the magic of Midsummer Eve. Swedish Rhapsody No. 1, or Midsummer Night Vigil, with the Swedish Radio Symphony on KPR. Known as the Midsummer Night Vigil, or Swedish Rhapsody No. 1 from composer Hugo Alfvén, performed by the Swedish Radio Symphony on KPR. There's more Swedish music on the way in this noon hour, the Stockholm Sinfonietta with the Serenade for Strings by composer Dag Wirén. That'll be in the second half of the hour. We're glad that you're listening to Kansas Public Radio on a Friday afternoon. It's an enduring pleasure being able to bring you classical music each and every weekday, but we're also here to remind you that it takes a significant amount of support to make this all possible. Let's send you to the good folks in the live performance studio for the fall fanfare.
Jeff, we are so glad to be here. This is this time of the day as we've turned it over to your classical nemesis, Jeff Watson.
Yes, yes. That's quite a good eye you have there.
Very dramatic, yes.
I know Jeff well enough. We are really proud to be able to bring classical music to you from 9 o'clock. I think of him as...
Well, it's spreading, and I like it. Yeah, every afternoon now, that's going to be implanted in my head. But yes, we're...
To KPR, but today...
It's okay.
No shame.
Yes.
I am going to be a new member here at KPR. Yay. And I'm so excited to be able to be part of the $1,000 challenge from a KU professor to be able to make my money go further. And I think you can join me if you have been a free rider for a while and you want to break tradition and do something new today. why don't you become a new member by going to kansaspublicradio.org.
And sometimes traditions are meant to be broken. And we know that in the world of classical music, you know, that classical music isn't just this staid, solid thing that was, you know, constructed back in the 16 and 17, 1800s and hasn't changed at all. Some of the great traditions of classical music are ones that, you know, rules that were broken. So if you've been listening for a while and not yet become a member, maybe it's time to break your tradition by becoming a new member today at KansasPublicRadio.org, and your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar thanks to the generosity of a retired KU professor. Again, that dollar for dollar match at KansasPublicRadio.org.
You can also call 888-577-5268. I love this. We're breaking traditions. We're keeping traditions. That's kind of what's exciting about it. And yes, we'll always be welcome to welcome you as a member, as a new member. Welcome, Heather. Thank you for that. KansasPublicRadio.org is the way to do it.
Well, just imagine if we all broke tradition, we could get this programming out to everybody who wants to listen to it. And you can do it today by going to kansaspublicradio.org.
Break a tradition, make a new tradition by being a Kansas Public Radio listener. If you become a sustaining member, that becomes your tradition month after month after month, or a one-time gift. It's up to you. But break that tradition now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
And thank you, folks, in the live performance studio. Thanks to each and every one of you for your pledge. Let's enjoy some Mozart and something that he wrote when he was about 12 or so. The players of Capella Istropolitana, led by Barry Wordsworth, with the overture to Mozart's first opera, Apollo and Hyacinthus. From Mozart and the overture to his first opera, based on the legend of how the Hyacinthus came to be, Apollo and Hyacinthus with Capella Istropolitana on Kansas Public Radio. Helping to sponsor today's programming on KPR is longtime supporter Lucas Lux, a Kansas native, who is supporting KPR all the way from San Francisco. Lucas would like to wish his wife Gina a happy anniversary today. Thank you, Lucas and Gina, and happy anniversary from everyone here at KPR. And thanks to all of you for your pledges of support for classical music in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Everything we do here on KPR is made possible with your support, and we hope you can be the next one to make a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. The Stockholm Sinfonietta joins us next, and we have a bit more Swedish music from 20th century composer Doc Viren, the son of a factory worker who worked his way up to study at the Stockholm Conservatory, and later learned a lot from Igor Stravinsky in Paris. Here's Viren's Serenade for String Orchestra on KPR. Serenade for String Orchestra from Swedish composer Doc Viren, performed by the Stockholm Sinfonietta, conducted by Esa-Pekka Salonen on Kansas Public Radio. Some music and a composer that you may not have heard about or been aware of or been able to enjoy, if not for what we do here on KPR, bringing classics every morning, afternoon, and evening. Thanks for being with us here on a Friday afternoon. There's about 10 minutes to go until news time, and before the hour is through, the Philadelphia Orchestra has a little something from Manuel de Falla from El Amor Brujo, Love the Magician. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theatre Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, September 29th. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Latchkey Deli for providing lunch during our membership drive, serving deli-style sandwiches and Italian sodas. Latchkey Deli, located at 1035 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. It is the Fall Fanfare, and it's going to be your last opportunity to pledge your support for classical music in the afternoon over at kansaspublicradio.org or at 888-577-5268. Let's send you back to the live performance studio, where they've got an eye on the big board during Fall Fanfare.
We do indeed. Thanks, Hound. That music takes you around the world.
The Passionate Ritual Fire Dance from El Amor Brujo, Love, the Magician by composer Manuel de Falla. The Philadelphia Orchestra playing there, led by Eugene Ormandy on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is coming up on 1 o'clock, we're about ready for NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour. We'll begin things with Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. And we'll go on to hear the New York Philharmonic and a beautiful waltz from Johann Strauss Jr. Much more still to come. Thanks to those of you who have made your voice heard in support of classical music this afternoon during the Fall Fanfare, with a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. We still have ground to make up this Friday afternoon, and keep in mind that your pledges are matched dollar for dollar this afternoon from a retired KU professor. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan, and of course online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS. Unlocking and streaming more KCPBS programming with the PBS Video app and Passport Video Library. More information at kansascitypbs.org/passport. And the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company, September 20th and 21st. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
41,386. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. And in that recording, that was Copland himself leading the London Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you to share classical music here on a Friday afternoon. And I'm looking forward to what we've got coming up, the great Jacqueline Dupré, in Beethoven's Third Cello Sonata, London Philharmonic Orchestra, with some music to remind us that classical music isn't just something created hundreds of years ago, it's happening now. Contemporary American composer Peter Boyer with another fanfare for you called the Silver Fanfare. Quite astonishing, and it'll be along a bit later in this 1 p.m. hour. Support for classical music comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo tomorrow, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. Support also comes from your pledges. Thanks to those of you who have pledged already in support of classical music in the afternoon. Be the next one to pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. Do so now, and your pledges are matched dollar for dollar. Thanks to the generous support of a retired KU professor matching pledges this afternoon. As we await your pledge, we'll hear the New York Philharmonic and conductor Leonard Bernstein and music of Johann Strauss Jr. as he brings us a bouquet of roses from the South. There you have Roses from the South by Johann Strauss Jr., played by the New York Philharmonic, led by Leonard Bernstein on Kansas Public Radio. In just a few short minutes, we'll listen to a sensational recording of Jacqueline Dupré and Beethoven's Third Cello Sonata. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, a local volunteer-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults, helping neighbors live independently as long as possible. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org. Speaking of community and the idea of community, this radio station is something that helps to join that community together, and it takes a community of dedicated listeners to bring you this level of programming, and it takes support as well. It's our fall fanfare, and next to me to my right are the good people in the live performance studio. Let's send you to them for an update on the fall fanfare.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's going well, but we are with I joined at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also pledge on the KPR app. There's a red Donate Now button, or 888-577-5268.
Thanks very much, folks. We'll take your pledge while the music plays, and the music is by Beethoven. We'll hear a sonata that he whipped up in 1807 for a friend of his by the name of Gleichenstein, who was a German aristocrat and an amateur cellist. The person we'll hear, though, certainly no amateur, Jacqueline Dupré with Daniel Barenboim for Beethoven's third cello sonata in A major on KPR. The great cellist Jacqueline Dupré with pianist Daniel Barenboim in Beethoven's Cello Sonata No. 3 from 1807. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. 10 minutes until news from NPR, and before the hour is through, a little something from contemporary American composer Peter Boyer called the Silver Fanfare. Right now, though, it's our fall fanfare, one of the final times to show your support for classical music. With a pledge of support at kansaspublicradio.org, let's send you to the live performance studio for an update on how things are doing.
Thank you so much, Jeff. How...
Now, there's boisterous music that was chosen to open the season of the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra back in June of 2015. It's called Silver Fanfare, from composer Peter Boyer, contemporary American composer who hails from Providence, Rhode Island, and who they say writes in a fluent and powerful style that fuses conservative American currents with Hollywood-ish size and populist sentiment. In that recording, Boyer was conducting the London Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio, where it's about 1 p.m., just about time for NPR News and more classical music in the next hour with selections from the African suite of composer Fela Sowande of Nigeria and an astounding Spanish flute concerto. Thank you to those of you who have made your voice heard in support of classical music with your pledge to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. We hope you can be the next one to join us as classical music continues in the next hour. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems, such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. And the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Authorities say the fire was intentionally set. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their travel card, Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra with a short orchestral intermezzo in G minor from composer Anton Arensky here on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues on. I'm Jeff Watson with you until 3 p.m. for classical music, which will include a marvelous Spanish flute concerto or the Concierto Pastoral for Flute and Orchestra by Joaquin Rodrigo, and another visit from the Philadelphia Orchestra with a bit from Reinhold Gleyer. Helping to sponsor today's programming on KPR is longtime supporter Lucas Lux, a Kansas native who is supporting KPR all the way from San Francisco. Lucas would like to wish his wife Gina a happy anniversary today. Thank you, Lucas and Gina, and happy anniversary from everyone here at KPR. I'd like to extend a thank you as well to those of you who have pledged your support for classical music so far this afternoon. Time is running out for you to be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. We continue with the Chicago Sinfonietta, and here's something quite special from a composer born in Nigeria in 1905, Fela Sowande, considered by many to be the father of modern Nigerian art music, who worked to create a fusion of African and European musical traditions. We'll hear a few selections from one of his masterpieces, selections from The African Suite. Paul Friedman conducts the Chicago Sinfonietta next on KPR. Selections from The African Suite of composer Fela Sowande of Nigeria, played by the Chicago Sinfonietta, conducted by Paul Friedman here on Kansas Public Radio, where we like to play for you the classical music staples of Mozart, Beethoven, and Bach. We also like to expose you to music and composers you may have never heard before or not been quite as familiar with. We have still to come a beautiful Spanish flute concerto, the Concierto Pastoral for Flute and Orchestra by Joaquin Rodrigo, in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KDWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org, KTWU Channel 11, local public television. But before we continue, there is another important source of support for Kansas Public Radio, a crucial source of support, and that's you and your willingness to pledge your support for classical music here on this Friday afternoon at kansaspublicradio.org. And let's send you now to the folks in the live performance studio for an update on the Fall Fanfare.
Thanks so much, Jeff. You know what? Of your legacy, create your legacy today. Your support at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
And thank you guys over in the live performance studio. Let's continue on with the Philharmonia Orchestra. And here's something that Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo whipped up for the flutist James Galway back in the late 1970s. This is the Concierto Pastoral for Flute and Orchestra. Today we'll hear flutist Patrick Galois with the Philharmonia next on KPR. Music from Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo and something that he put together for flutist James Galway back in the late 1970s, the Concierto Pastoral for Flute and Orchestra. Today we heard flutist Patrick Galois with the Philharmonia Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 10 minutes to go until NPR News and All Things Considered at 3. Before the hour is through, a bit more music, another go-around with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and a mighty dance from The Red Poppy by Reinhold Gleyer. Support for classical music on KPR comes from The Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More at cidergallery.com. Support also comes from you and your pledges of support during the Fall Fanfare. I thank each and every one of you who has pledged this afternoon. We still have some significant headway to make on our goals for this afternoon, though, so let's send you to the live performance studio to find out how you can become a member.
It is so easy to do.
A strong note to end on in our afternoon of classical music with the Russian Sailor's Dance from The Red Poppy, music by composer Reinhold Gleyer, and another go-around with the Philadelphia Orchestra led by Eugene Normandy on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, It's just about 3 o'clock, and All Things Considered from NPR News is ahead of us. Later on tonight, a special treat for you, the next concert from the BBC Proms at 7 p.m. tonight with Mozart's Clarinet Concerto and music by Mendelssohn and much more. I want to say thank you to Kay McIntyre and Nick Carswell and Heather Hoy. Thanks for joining us for this afternoon's Fall Fanfare. And a big thanks to each and every one of you who pledged your support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. We can't say it often enough. Everything that we do here on KPR is made possible with your support. The fall membership drive winds its way to its conclusion a little bit later this afternoon, but we thank those of you who have pledged, and we hope you can be the next one to join us. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.